Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Pam Danziger's here, too. Pam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 10 years as a member. She's the president of Unity Marketing, the author of several books, including Shopping, including Putting the Lux Back in Luxury, and also I think there's one called Let Them Eat Cake, which I don't have in front of me, but she's got her finger on the pulse of the luxury buyer, and she reports to us on a regular basis on what's going on out there in the marketplace. Today's we're going to talk about something maybe a little bit different, Pam, right?
That's right.
Welcome
That's
back.
Right. We're going to talk about your book, because I thought your book did the best job I've seen yet of really explaining what disruption is. And, I mean, it's the hot word and going around in all kinds of business circles. But nobody really, I mean, it always seems like, oh, well, somebody came out on the Internet and they're taking your business and that's disruption.
Right,
but that's not the case at all. And you really explained it. So I encourage everybody to read and understand it.
From your mouth to God's ears. Thank you very much for that, Pam. I appreciate it. Well, you know, the one thing that I say in the book that I think is important to understand when it comes to disruption is, you know, in the old days, Pam, like, what, 10 years ago, when we thought about disruption, we looked at our competition.
Right, five years ago.
Right, exactly. Because we thought that the customer was kind of a passive passive passenger on, you know, on this trip. But today, one of the quotes in the book is, when customers are empowered, your business is disrupted.
Mm-hmm.
And as you and I both know, technology has empowered customers beyond where they've ever what they've ever had, and they like it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course they do, because now they've got control of the money and the decision making, and it's critical.
So the customer's disruption, that's the issue right now, isn't it? More than the competitor, because competitors are being disrupted by customers too.
Oh, exactly.
They're not worried about you. They're worried about their customer. But unfortunately, Pam, a lot of businesses still don't get this, do they?
Oh, that's the truth. And
so
I
what are you seeing?
Well, you know, I think that so many people hear the word disruption and they think, oh, it's the Internet, and that's what's disrupting my business. So either they look at these great overwhelming competition like Amazon and say, oh, well, my business, I'll never be able to compete, and just kind of keep going on doing the same things they've always done, and ultimately they're going to have to close their doors.
Yeah.
Or, you know, so there's like that, or they decide, well, I can't, you know, can't do anything about it because it's too big, it's too overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the call, I think, all businesses to get real with their customers and make it personal, because maybe you don't, and I mean, I compete on the Internet too. I don't have all the tools that, you know, the technology tools and the expertise, but you know what I have is my relationship with my customers and getting real and personal, and I think that's the key.
And there's a word for what you just said, real and personal, and it's the other part of my book, and that's relevance.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Because you and I both know that part of the power of that a customer has now, part of their empowerment, is that they don't worry about whether they're going to get the good price anymore. They don't worry about whether they're going to get value anymore. They know they can find that six ways from Sunday, right?
Right, exactly.
So how do they decide between you and somebody else? It's another level of differentiation, isn't it? And that's what you said. That's what you said a minute ago.
That's right, exactly. That you understand them. You're going to work with them. But I think it does, again, to be relevant, you've got to change too, because your customer is always changing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think, you know, it's really critical to make those shifts. And, you know, I'm working on my new book, my next book. I haven't got the title yet, but it's all about the coming millennials and how they're going to be changing the marketplace.
Boy, howdy. Is that, talk about disruption.
Oh, I know.
And I don't mean this in a bad way, folks. I don't mean this. This is in fact, if anything, it's with affection, a humorous affection. They don't even know what they want yet.
Exactly.
See, that's the thing. If you think, you know, if the millennials are going to disrupt you because of the way they are, they don't even know yet what they want. And so that's what's going to be exciting.
Yeah, but they're going to want it fast.
That's
they're
right.
going to want it simple. You know,
that's right.
So that's
and they're not and they're not and I'll tell you what else. And this is an issue that I have. I mean, I'm admitting this. I'm admitting that I have this issue with millennials. They don't care about anything that happened past this morning's breakfast.
Right.
If it's
right.
yesterday, it's history, it's tradition. They're not interested in what you've done for what you did for me before. They only care about what you're doing for me now.
That's right. Or what you're going to do for me tomorrow.
Yeah. Because that's their life. I mean, it's really they live in the now more than any
right.
other generation I've ever known. What do you think?
Right. No, I agree with you. And you know, I mean, part of what I think we need to do is we want to train the young people to understand and appreciate sort of the nuance and experience we've got. You know, and I think there are still important lessons that we can give them, but at the same time, we've got to do it and deliver it in mm-hmm. a new way and a new approach because they don't. I mean, what happened in 1975
right.
is so irrelevant.
The thing in your masthead that says you know the best in the tri-state area since 1959, that means nothing to them.
Absolutely
and there are two other quick things about that group, Pam. Number one. There's a lot of them.
As many as
they're
going to
be more than boomers. It's a bigger generation than the boomers. That's number one. Number two, and this comes back to something we talked about a minute ago. What do you have to do? You talked about being personal and taking care of them, but they are tech dependent.
Mm-hmm.
They're not tech savvy. Gen X was tech savvy.
Mm-hmm.
The millennials, and I heard this from a millennial himself, a leader in that generation. He says we're tech dependent, so that means you're going to have your technology cornflakes together with the screen.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, and I think that's one of the things I see with small businesses. They came online and they
yep.
got their websites up. You know, five years ago. You know. But now they really, you need to,
yeah.
It's time to redo it completely because the internet has come such an enormous
yeah.
way in these 5 years.
But I'm going to tell you one word that's going to define your mechanical relationship with millennials, folks. One word, mobile.
Absolutely.
Mobile. They read books on their phone.
Absolutely.
They don't just read, I read the Wall Street Journal on my phone, they read books on their phone. Hold on to that thought. Pam, unitymarketing.com, is that right?
Online.com.
Unitymarketingonline.com. Pam Danziger and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.